On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.
Back to back with more of your favourites on Algoa FM. Your music, your world, Mike Posner with Move On. And this one from the very colourful Pink. You're gonna try. Quite appropriate in a roundabout way. You'll find out why in a second as we welcome to the show this afternoon Dr. Dean Allen, MC, motivational speaker, author, lecturer and historian who I think if I heard correctly finds himself atop a hillside in wilderness. Dean, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon, Lance. Yeah, very nice to be here. Yeah, I am. I'm in the wilderness, would you believe, looking at a beautiful view of the ocean as we speak.
Good place to be. MC, motivational speaker, author, lecturer, historian, man of many talents, many hats as well. I suppose the obvious question in relation to the Knysna Virtual Oyster Festival is which hat or hats will you be wearing?
Well, tonight's hat is going to be an interviewer, would you believe? Over the past few weeks, I've been fortunate enough during lockdown to interview some of the stars of South African rugby. We're doing it in aid of the Players Fund charity down there in Cape Town, which is the national charity of the Springboks. And in conjunction this evening with the Knysna Oyster Festival, as you know, which has gone virtual this year, I'll be interviewing one of these wonderful names from our South African setup in terms of the Springboks.
The Beast, Tendai Mtawarira, 2019 Springbok World Cup winner, and of course South Africa's most capped prop of all time. He really is, in many ways, a larger-than-life character as well. Some have said he's quite soft-spoken, off the field, a gentle giant, some have called him. I suspect not those who have encountered him on the field, but certainly one of the most beloved of South African rugby players. I don't think anybody's watched a game, doesn't matter where he's played, where they haven't heard that chant going around the grounds, beast, beast, beast. He really is quite a character, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to speaking to Guy this evening. He's an absolute international superstar in terms of rugby. But the name, of course, is famous. I mean, I've been in the Shark Tank listening to, you know, the whole crowd, you know, chanting this man's name as he bombards through opposing packs. Mm-hmm. But I'm really looking forward to this evening because we've got a current World Cup winner. In the past, we've spoken to John Smith, Jean de Villiers, Scott Berger and the like. But tonight, we're actually going to be speaking to somebody who won the World Cup only last year. So I'm really excited by that.
Tell us a little more about the charity involved, the Players Fund. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, it was fortunate, really, how it all came about. I'd spoken to them just before lockdown about doing a talk for them. I'm a rugby historian as well. And of course, all our lives changed. And then I thought to myself, well, we can reach the rugby public and keep the charity in, you know, in people's minds by actually doing these live interviews via Zoom. It's been going now for about the past 6 weeks. And the charity itself is incredible. They support 107 players at the moment, ex-rugby players and current players who've got life-changing injuries as a result of the game. I mean, it's a wonderful game, as we know, but it's awfully tough.
Yeah.
And they provide this incredible support. And as I said, the Springboks at the highest level support this charity. And as I said, it covers rugby from the grassroots up until the elite game as well. So I've been absolutely delighted to be involved in this and to be able to do my bit.
Donations obviously are welcome. They're also optional, but it is free to take part in this evening. Not so. Tell us how folk can get involved and get to watch and listen to the chat tonight.
Yeah, we'd like to invite as many people as possible. Everyone listening, please join us. It's free to join, and you're not under any obligation to give a donation. We welcome if you do, of course. But we're selling the tickets via Quicket. You can either go to the Quicket website and just put in either my name, Dr. Dean Allen, or Tendai's name, The Beast, and you'll find details there, or alternatively, go to my Facebook page, Dr. Dean Allen, author, lecturer, historian. And as I said, you must register, but once you're in, you get a free code, and then you can join us, and I really look forward to having you.
Right, all through Quicket. A new experience for many, of course, the virtual Knysna Oyster Festival. Will folk be able to interact at all tonight if they possibly have a question they'd like to pose to the Beast?
Yes, of course, and that's one of the exciting things. I mean, for the first time, we can actually, you know, watch and listen to these wonderful guys in their own home, and we can interact with them. So yeah, each evening we have a section where the audience are invited to pose their own questions. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that as well. And some of the best the best interaction is during that time. So, yeah, please come on with your own questions that you've always wanted to ask the Beast, and well, hopefully we can fit that in tonight.
Not an opportunity that comes along every day. Check it out tonight, 7:30. Through Quicket is free, but you do need to register. Catch Dr. Dean Allen in conversation with the Beast, Tendai Mtwarira, as part of the virtual Neisner Oyster Festival. Dean, before we let you go, as MC and motivational speaker as well, I have to assume that you're pretty quick on your feet, so I'm going to ask you just generally, obviously we're in some strange times and many battling to adapt to what they're calling the new normal, and the sort of collective trauma is ongoing, and you know, one of the sort of defining features is the fact that we don't know where it's going, we don't know when it's going to end. Do you have something to leave us with, something practical, maybe on a day-to-day basis that we can do or think that will kind of keep the madness at bay, keep a semblance of sanity?
Well, it is. We're all in the same situation. We're all in the same boat, as it were. And I think, as a historian, I've been looking at comparisons with the past, and I've actually been doing talks about the 1918 Spanish flu.
Yeah.
And while that sounds quite somber, I mean, it was the world's worst natural disaster back there 100 years ago. But I think that what comfort we can take from that, Lance, is the fact that we have been through these situations before. Mm. In fact, we've been through a lot worse than this as a planet, and we will come through this. And I think it's just the time for us all to reflect, perhaps change some of our lifestyle and go forward. And, you know, when we do go back to this new normal, as whatever it is, we will be in a good position. Chef said it is tough at the moment, and something like this evening, what we're doing, hopefully it provides a nice respite from worrying about the current situation.
There we go. Doesn't miss a beat. Perspective. Dr. Dean Allen, MC, motivational speaker, author, lecturer, and historian, in conversation with the Beast, Tendai Mtwarira, tonight at 7:30. Tickets free of charge through Quicket. You do need to register. Don't miss it. Dean, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, and all the very best. Enjoy your time along one of the most beautiful parts of, never mind this country, but the world at large.
Thank you so much, Lance. Take care, everyone. Nice to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Algoa.co.za, where your music, your world, is less than a click away.